You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Serena Williams is 1-6. Muguruza is 9-2. We'll start with Serena. She's bidding for a calendar of Grand Slams, the Serena Slam as it's been called. It'd be the second time she's held all four at the same time. Piece of history if she were to win it, Nick.
Yeah, and you know, piece of history in terms of being the oldest Open era champion at Wimbledon as well. So there's that to factor in, which of course Federer is going for too. So there's could be a couple of good stories here. I mean, Serena, you know, what more can you say about her, you know, in terms of having played so well again this year, having come through, you know, it's not as if she's been totally dominating opponents either. That's the one, I think, feature of her run for the last 6 weeks or so. She's had some very tough scrapes, especially at the French Open. Obviously, here at Wimbledon, the slightly quicker grass courts are helping her game because they add another 10% to her already devastating serve and ground strokes. The matchup with Sharapova obviously is a nightmare one for Maria because she just simply doesn't defend well enough and hasn't hit the ball with quite so much purpose as Serena, and the serve obviously being a lot weaker. So that was a comfortable victory for Serena. Looked as though she was almost in third gear, to be honest, in that one. And you know, going back a little further, obviously the win against Venus was, again, comfortable as well. The big match, obviously, being the one against Heather Watson in the third round. And the big question today really is experience. Is how much can Garbiñ Muguruza calm the nerves, keep herself in the moment out there on a huge occasion for her? Obviously, you know, she's only played, I think, this is only really her kind of third full year of playing majors or Grand Slam. So not as if she's got a whole lot of experience to call on at this stage. But in saying that, she has a game that can certainly match up well with Serena. We've seen that in the past. She's beaten her already. She beat her at the French Open a couple of years ago. She has a lot of power off the ground. She has a serve that can keep her involved in the match, which is very, very important. Somewhere like, obviously, some players like Sharapova doesn't have that. She's always hanging on. If Muguruza can serve well, make a high percentage of first serves in this match, she will stay with Serena Williams. I think there's no doubt about that. But I think in the key moments, in the clutch moments where Serena has been so tight in major finals, I mean, her finals record in majors, Serena, is phenomenal. I think she's something like 20 wins and 4 defeats. And you have to go back to 2011 for the defeat to Stosur for the last time she lost a final in a major. So it's you know, you have to... I think if you're betting on this match, personally, I think you look at perhaps the over and under as far as the games go, because I can well see a scoreline here of something along the lines of 7-5, 6-4, something like that, a couple of tight sets. I really don't think with Muguruza's game that she's going to get blown away here 1-2 or like Bouchard did last year, get completely duffed up. I think this could be a tight couple of sets. I think Serena is going to win, but I think Muguruza has weapons in her armory and weapons in her game that will keep her in touch in this match. And I think, as I say, from a betting point of view, I think you then look at it and say, well, looking at Serena, maybe in too close.
Okay, well, the spread set at 19.5 total match games. So over 19.5 is 5-6. You could also maybe look at handicap betting as well. Muguruza to win plus 5.5 games. That's 8-11 if you think she can keep within touching distance of Serena throughout the final. We know all about Serena, Nick. She's won 20 Grand Slams, 5 of them at Wimbledon. As you mentioned, a final record is brilliant. She's won 12 of her last 13 Grand Slam finals. A lot of people won't really know too much about Garbiñ Muguruza. She was out to 150-1 earlier on in the tournament. She's only a young player. She's kind of come from nowhere for a lot of people that maybe don't follow tennis all the time. Can you tell us a bit about her, where she's come from?
Yeah, I mean, she's originally from Venezuela, was born there, moved over to Spain. In fact, has a Venezuelan mother and a Spanish father. Breakthrough really came last year at the French, where she was able to make a really good run deep, beating Serena Williams in the second round. She's a very athletic player. She fits the kind of modern mold, if you like, of professional tennis players. Tall, quite lanky, athletic, big ball striker. You know, has weapons. You can't make it at the top of the game these days in the men or the women's game, really, unless you have weapons. And she's got plenty of those. Very, very solid off the back of the court. The back end is probably one of the best in the game. And it's, you know, I think probably initially having made that breakthrough last year, it's been a little tough for her because suddenly people understand your game. They know your game. They know what you're all about. They kind of try and find weaknesses. And I think, as I said before, for her, it's been about for her understanding and learning how to play on this surface. There's so many players that come over to the grass court season without a lot of experience. They don't really think in their mind that they can move well on the surface. They don't trust themselves. And I think if you can get over that mental barrier, and she has done that, then I think that's when you can have success. And that's exactly what she's done out here. And as I say, she won't be, certainly in terms of the matchup today, she won't be overawed by playing Serena. You know, she took a set off her at the Australian Open earlier in the year. So they've had some tight matches. That's why I really don't think this will be a one-sided contest. And I think the plus 5.5 games on Muguruza at 8-11 actually sounds quite a very appealing price.
Okay, but you still expect Serena to win, though?
Yeah, I think Serena in two. I think, as I say, the line is set. 19.5 games is pretty much on the money. May well be a tiebreak in there. And I think if it goes to a tiebreak, then I think that 19.5 games is quite appealing.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.